And welcome to episode 48 of season 8 of Swimming with the Fish. Thank you so much for us getting to the 48th episode. That's amazing. I am Crutch, pleased as all get out to have a pretty good 48 episodes in the season. It's not too shabby. The Chief and the Goon are here once again. We had a little time off and people doing weird stuff in weird parts of the country. Hopefully, maybe we even talk a little bit about it tonight. We'll see. Maybe not. Maybe I'll get a raise. Who can tell? Chief, welcome back. How are you, man?
I'm jet lagged.
I don't doubt it. You were traveling. You were doing work for God and country.
I have realized that I am batting 1,000 when it comes to having my flight delayed. So,
can we say the name of the airline?
It's Southwest.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm in.
See,
you were saying
I had such poor service with American that I don't even fly him anymore.
Oh. Hi, Goon. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Well, we know.
I had a lovely holiday. I hope you guys did.
Yes. Ate too much, as always.
I did as well, but we had a nice, although cold time in far western Maryland. Ooh. With Goonchild and Fire Marshal Bill.
Yes, you guys picked a wonderful time to go up into the Ohio Valley, weather-wise.
It is pretty cold. Hurricane made me get up in the middle of the night because we were sleeping in front of their pellet stove, which is what we do in the winter. And sometimes with Sunshine, the original member of the Canine Protective Force, who lives out there now, she made me get up and go get a bag of pellets and put it in the stove. It might run out, go get it. But honey, it's cold out in that garage. Icy cold stare. Okay, fine.
Now it's cold in here.
Were you able to sing that song, Baby It's Cold Outside?
Baby, it's cold.
I think if I had done that, you know, she doesn't always appreciate my humor.
Yeah, it usually involves, you know, a frying pan to the side of the head.
But that is that would have been the appropriate time.
True, but isn't that
still having technical problems?
Oh, you can't hear us? Are you here? Testing 1, 2, 3.
The goon.
You there now?
We've been here the whole time. We're so glad you're here.
Yeah.
I think I'm back for everyone. I say, we're glad you're here.
That was Hurricane doing what I told her not to do.
I think you should not.
We are top flight technical wizards here.
Not fight with the hurricane, because it's not a fight. Yeah. You're gonna win.
Yes, our level of passive aggressive is pretty much biblical. Okay,
so you're saying that yesterday's Christmas decorating faux pas was probably something I shouldn't have done, because I already know.
Do you remember that night in the Indiana Jones movie? You chose poorly.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. But I was right.
You can. But that matters.
It doesn't matter, but it is funny, and this is, after all, a comedy show.
Oh, yeah, well.
So,
we could feel right now.
Yeah,
Mr. Bree.
We haven't had a chance to do our exterior decorating, have we, Crutch?
Well, I ended up having to do it in the rain, but yes, I did it today.
Right, and I did mine yesterday, but normally we're done a week before Thanksgiving, you and I, because it's typically warm.
Yeah.
And then you can go out there, and especially as we age, Chief, it gets easier.
Are we aging, Chief?
He's aging slower than we are, because that's
so very true. I think there's a painting in the attic.
I don't think so.
Or reptiles just age slower.
That's true, too. Like turtles can live to be 200.
I sure hope that I don't last that long, or anywhere near it.
Look at McConnell.
No, really. You know, this is actually when one of the founding fathers finally retires.
He's the last one. Maybe George.
Does he not know?
What's that?
That he's the last one. Does he know that he's still even there? I mean, there's some questions.
He's only there until January, what, 8th, 7th, something like that? When does the new Senate go? Because
he's still in the new Senate.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. He's got 2 years left on his term.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah, he's just not the speaker.
He's not, yeah, or whatever you call this. He's not the poobah.
The majority leader.
So he's just going to sit and mumble pretty much like we've had from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
I mean, he waked from the best, okay?
Try to get his war buddies some more daddy war bucks.
Well, we got a brand new war, you know. Let's go bomb Syria now, apparently.
Why?
I'm just telling you that they're sitting over there looking at how they're going to just make some money, you know.
Do you notice how
military advisors or some crap, you know?
Chief, you see what happened here? He completely derailed my story.
That's what he does.
I know. I love him for it.
Thank you.
He's consistent.
Now I'm not going to be in trouble with the wife. Oh, well, that's not true. I'm still in trouble.
Luckily, she's not one of the many millions who doesn't listen. She is one of the many millions who doesn't listen. Yeah. Right.
So we had two jobs.
We all have that comment.
Yeah. We had two jobs to do in the area of decorating yesterday that had deadlines on them. Now, you're both engineers, so you like to organize things.
Mm-hmm.
One of the jobs was put up the outside lights.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't do that because it's been cold, but yesterday it was 60. And I thought, this is the time. It's now or never. And I can get done what I need to get done in 2-3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So we got home from we had a weekend in, as I said, Frostburg, Maryland. And we got home about noon and I started working on the lights. And she had, the other job was put up the Christmas tree so she and her friend can decorate it tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she just kept mentioning it and wanting to do it first. I say, come out and help me with the lights. She comes out and starts hauling the Christmas tree out, which she can't carry herself. So I have to help her and stop what I'm doing. And I finally had enough of it. And I might have mentioned that that was not the priority nor the procedure, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
The priority is to do the things that we need the warm weather and the daylight for. And she took exception to that.
And we're suffering for it.
And a debate ensued.
So
a debate?
Yes.
Really? With like rules and a moderator?
We have different definitions of debate, obviously. That is not what happened.
I'm thinking of, you know, a couple of podiums and some tea, you know.
It was a high volume debate without rules. And there was no moderator.
And questions of lineage.
Then, and IQ.
Right. Are you blanking stupid was probably one of the questions.
Funny, she asked me that a couple of times.
Oh.
So anyway, I finished the lights. And when I came home today, it took me about 10 minutes to put the tree up. And except for one ring of lights in the bottom of the tree, it's working fine.
Okay, that's not bad.
And I found the wire that the cat chewed through to short out the lights on the bottom. So I'll fix that either tonight or tomorrow. Because even if they decorate the tree, I can still get underneath and fix the...
I say just wire the cat back in line.
I don't think she'll like that.
Shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Yeah, well, that'll learn you.
That's right. You know, if the cat pulls the TV off the stand and it falls on the cat probably won't do it a second time.
That's true.
Yeah.
I got my new washer, too. So we can have clean clothes again.
You are just living in the 20th century.
Man, I tell you what, doesn't even have one of those roller thingies.
I was about to ask you if you got the big, you know, cranking roller thing for the dry cycle.
That's what my wife is for, to turn the crank for that.
He's really brave when she's not earshot.
Or listening to the show. Oh, dear.
As we all are.
The Sicilian will probably send her an email, though, so.
Yeah.
I won't get away with it.
I'm not sure if I have any relatives who would narc on me or anything. Nope. No, I'm good.
Processing? Is that just what I heard?
Tastes like that.
He's thinking, who am I behind in any of the bribes? Gratuity payments?
That's right, exactly. Well, I just found out I got a raise. I'm very excited.
Outstanding.
$2.12 an hour more.
You're going to go to somewhere in Europe? I'm not even sure you can go to Denny's on that.
I know. I can't even afford Denny's.
You get yourself a nice bowl of coffee. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. And easy come, easy go. It's all out the door already, I'm sure.
So that was one of the things on my trip. The one person, he wanted to go to places that you can't get to on the East Coast or in California, since he came from California as well.
Oh, okay.
And
you were in neither the East or the West Coast. You were in another location.
Yeah, so we were down south. And
mm-hmm.
And we were instructed to go to Bubba's 33. And I was like, he said they have a lot of food. I said, that's all I needed to know. And he was
a good name.
So yeah. It's called Bubba's 33 because they have all the stuff shows the stuff from 1933.
Oh.
So I didn't know what on earth I was looking at the whole time I was there. And now, here are two things that I thought
would. And to be honest with you, we probably wouldn't have known all of them because we're not that old either. Just saying.
Yeah, I was going to say that predates us, Chief, just in case you were wondering.
Well, here are the two things that were that I found funny. The standard hamburger was a half pound of beef. And that was the standard one. So
I just found their website. We'll be in the notes, guys.
So the manager kept coming out asking how our food was. The guy kept joking, our waiter, saying we want X, Y, or Z. And the person who had recommended it had already said, get this. So we knew what we wanted up front. And so.
Did you get the classic cheeseburger?
No. No, I got
the Patriot burger?
No, because I'd had too much spice on it. If you notice, everything on the bottom of the page, it says green chilies.
Oh, the star. Is that what that is?
Yeah, so I, and I learned my mistake because I wanted a chili cheeseburger and it was not what I thought. So, and that ruined my whole week. So I waited to agree about it.
The only food that burns twice, man.
So.
Oh my God, these look so good.
We are going through the night of food. And we hear laughing in the background, and it's coming from the restroom area, and so that's where the guy comes from, and he goes, sorry about the wait. I go, yeah, it must have been pretty funny. He goes, man, if you only knew, or something to that effect. And I was like, the restroom and the kitchen are in the same area, so I'm hoping we were courteous.
Ew.
Then a balloon pops. The guy across from me jumps, and I start looking around because then they start popping in succession. And I said, don't worry. While this is New Mexico, this isn't Texas. And he goes, oh, okay. And I said, it's coming from there. I don't know why they're doing that, but they were just popping off balloons. And
okay.
The way that the dome is shaped and it echoed, it did sound like 9mm.
The cheese going back to guess the caliber.
Yeah, I mean, I knew there were two things. Number one, identify, do I need to die? Once right. The answer was no.
Fight or flight mechanism kicks in.
Well, I mean, because there was strawberry cheesecake. So, like, this, if it comes down to it, this is coming with me. But, you know,
Ooh, the cheesecake does look good.
Yep, it was a. It wasn't bad. It was creamy, and the guy who brought it out, apparently I shouldn't have been licking the plate because he goes, man, you must not have liked that at all.
Cretch, look at the pork loin sandwich under sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Look at the picture.
Chicken parm, spiced chicken, bacon, baked avocado. Stop.
That is what I have.
Bacon avocado?
Yeah.
What are you, a vegetarian all of a sudden? Oh my God. The pork loin sandwich
is hanging outside the bun.
There's enough pork for another sandwich. Like they could have shifted everything to the left and built another sandwich and everybody would have had, you know, there would have been enough for everybody.
And just in case the fried pork loin isn't enough for you,
yeah,
you get fries too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can substitute it.
If you really want to die, go one down to the Monte Cristo. Just saying.
You can.
I'm hungry again. What is wrong with you two?
No, for no charge, you can get fire fries.
Sear fries?
Yeah, so you have regular fries or you have fire seasoned fries.
Oh, okay. I'm there. You know me.
Yeah, you're there. And then you and I are going to be knocking each other out of the way heading for the restroom.
Dude, those look awesome. What's on them?
And that's not even the loaded fries. So I mean,
no, I'm looking at the fire fries.
Yeah. They had enough spice that I said no. And he said, man, are you sure? And I said no. You're not the one who's going to be in pain. He was like, yeah, but I can just give them to you. Oh. He was like, there's no charge. And I was like, I don't think we're communicating properly here.
Oh, I have got to find a way to go here.
Cup of chili. I'll bet you the chili is awesome.
So,
oh, well, you know, the nice thing is the raw onions and cheese on top. We have now done. Yeah, this is wrong.
That's the only way to
five minutes of the show.
So that was one place that we went to. There was more. And one of the wonderful things.
Oh my God. There is one 14 miles away from me.
Wait. Where?
Glen Burnie.
See?
All right, we're going.
We are so going.
You're welcome in advance.
Oh my God. Thank you.
I put it in as a lark, figuring the closest I'd get me like Kansas City.
Yeah, which we would, you know, if it was somewhere in Ohio, we could maybe do that.
And you know, if you toast faster, I could get the show done and maybe get in there before 11 p.m.
You will be going out to work tomorrow, that's for sure.
Oh, I'd be going. I just wouldn't need a car. How'd you get here? You don't want to know.
You had a full electric trail.
Hey, I learned some car stuff this weekend. I actually had a positive experience.
Jacob gave you money back?
Nah. You know, that's fine.
For all kind of positive experience, I guess.
That would have been positive, but it ain't going to happen.
Right. And then he saw it. Unicorns. Sorry.
I wondered to myself, normally I drive the wife's car in comfort mode, the transmission in comfort mode, and I drive slightly over the published speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
5, 6, 8 miles an hour over generally.
Sure.
And I drove that way going to Frostburg, which is a little over 100 miles from here.
Mm-hmm.
I got 20, almost 22 miles per gallon.
Not bad.
And I thought to myself, you know, going up and down all these mountains, I should probably keep the car in sport mode. Well, that uses a little more gas. So to compensate, I'll slow down and just drive the speed limit, which is 70 pretty much the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
And he guesses what I got for mileage?
You got 22 what?
I got 22 the way I usually drive.
I mean, what are you even?
Yep. 21.9 is 21.9.
23.5.
I'll go.
I got 25 would be correct, sir.
Yep.
And the car drives better in sport mode.
Huh.
And I was like, okay, we can do this.
And you
25
did.
Is nice.
It was for a, and then it was done.
Exactly.
For a land yacht.
For, I mean, almost the definition of a land yacht.
Yeah.
So, now that you know this, how often will you be driving?
Probably more than I am now, because that makes it even cheaper to drive that car.
You'll be at 600,000 in no time.
And I don't have to, you know, have my flight delayed.
But will the other Goonmobiles feel left out?
Well, having only two drivers and three cars now means one Goonmobile almost always has a dead battery, so.
Okay.
You need to cycle per day.
I'm trying my best.
If it's Wednesday, I drive the big car. Oh, wait, they all are.
Does Jay Leno have to go through that? Wonder how long it would take him to cycle through all of his cars.
I just want him to stay vertical long enough for his face to heal.
Dude's been getting in a lot of accidents. We feel bad for you, Mr.
A lot of accidents. He owes money.
Bye. I'm telling you, I'm like, you don't get your face whacked like that in an accident.
Large men with bent noses?
Probably.
Well.
With names like, oh, I don't know, Luigi?
You were going to go there.
To my cousin, he claimed that this person, Luigi Mangione, was probably Sicilian. Just saying.
All right. Last name, spell it.
Mangione.
Okay.
Think anybody knows what we're talking about?
I don't know. Be honest.
Well, if anyone had paid attention to the news, the other.
Yeah. Do you know Ancestry.com is full of crap? They basically said the Mangionis came from Scotland.
I'm thinking not. I'm betting they don't. I'm betting they don't know how to play bagpipes. Just saying.
Oh my God! Who goes to this website? It's Hut Man Wishless Spaghetti.
So, speaking of certain facial features that were mentioned,
any bent noses?
In our clock ticking down, you know, the impending Earth's doom. We had another biblical prophecy come to life. So, with the apparent dissolving of Syria,
yes,
many countries came in and just took a chunk.
It was like a fire sale.
Yes, so. So Turkey is now the proud owner of Syrian land. Israel took the Golan Heights.
Yeah, did they?
Well, yeah. Well, that keeps the Lebanese too off of there. So
probably not a bad idea.
So this is this was mentioned when it says the Damascus will fall and certain other items. Of importance would happen in that area. And now that there may not be a Syria after this, you know, this is, one person asked me, he said, hey, is it good when a dictator is ousted? I said, all right, let's look at history. So what's going on in Iraq? Oh, nothing? Yeah. So that's probably bad. Let's look at Libya. Oh, that's worse? Oh, okay. So right now, as it stands, we're going to have, you know, ISIS the Third come through, most likely.
Well, I correct me if I'm wrong, but I read that one of the organizations in the coalition of the people who hate Assad, you know, the enemy of my enemies, group that basically, you know, ousted him, used to be associated with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, see, this is
so now they're not, so they're good guys?
Well, how's that even a thing? Yeah.
Listen, I think the president said it right. We don't need, let's just see what happens. We don't need to be involved.
He also said that there are some bad guys in there doing bad things.
I hope he's just going to be the same
fine people. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so,
they're fine people.
This is
the shame. Hell.
That's what it is.
Do you think President 46 will pardon Corn Pop?
I doubt it.
He's a really I know. I think he needs to pardon anybody with blonde leg hair. Just, you know.
He's going to have to pardon.
Blanket pardon for everybody with blonde leg hair.
Have you seen lots of
people who are possibly getting pardons? And I'm like, you better get it.
Was that the Battle on B list? Because it had Hunter 3 or 4 times on there.
Oh, no. You know, and here's the funny thing. And you know, I don't normally agree with Adam Schiff. But in this case, I do. He doesn't want a pardon. And if he's smart, he won't take one. Because the funny thing about pardons is, if you have a pardon, especially a blanket one like they're giving Hunter, you can't claim the Fifth. Because the Fifth only protects you against self-incrimination. You can't claim the Fifth to protect Dad or your uncle or somebody that you worked with, okay?
A pardon to clear the family name, and then the son remorsefully kills himself. Problem solved.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
You
heard it here first, folks.
I highly doubt that. Because one of the things that I know is he wants legacy, and that's the only person that can carry on even a bad legacy. And I don't think he's going for style points at this point in time anymore. So I'm betting that he did that, and then something's going to happen, and he will take responsibility for things, and then they will say, well, he's just old, and I don't know the grand state of American affairs at the moment to be able to see into the future and find out will he get completely let off. Or will something actually happen, some form of justice? Because that's the big thing right there. People want justice.
I've never even heard of a blanket pardon.
So
usually, you know, hey, chief, you've been convicted of this thing. We're pardoning you for this thing.
Yeah. So to pardon you of things that you may have done.
Over a period of 11 years, which just happens to cover his experiences with the Ukrainian oil and gas company.
That was a Burisma.
Yeah, them, exactly.
It is just a tad suspicious.
Just a little. By the way, did you know there's a Chuck Mangione?
No.
Yeah.
Didn't he play Feel So Good?
He did indeed. Cornet player. I love that song. I have that album.
Good. Now I hear it in my head. Thanks.
I know, really. It's a great song.
Did you want to tell people who your comrade Luigi is?
My comrade? Well, the name is...
Is he Italian?
Italy and Sicily. It's prevalent in both.
Right. And Scotland, apparently.
according to those fine folks out in Utah at Ancestry.com. They're top of things.
They're out there smoking
dope. That's to me.
I'm telling you, they're smoking rope.
I didn't know you could smoke rope.
What do you think? What do they make most rope out of? Or what did they used to make most rope out of?
Sir.
Hemp? Ah, hemp. Yes.
Hemp.
Well, I don't know that that would get the desired results.
Yeah, add a little oil into it, it'd probably be all right.
So another thing that happened when they caught, you know, Mario's evil brother.
That's awesome. Oh, this shouldn't be this funny. I wasn't planning on this being that funny. Okay.
Daniel Penny was released.
Yes, that's right.
But the judge made sure that before releasing him, that his life would be permanently scarred. Because he was, they were looking for other ways to convict on lesser crimes.
Yeah, that didn't work out for them.
Yeah, but
the jury went and threw the BS flag on that.
The point is, that's not even pretend justice.
Oh no, there was nothing. That was social justice.
Even social justice doesn't go down that road. Or at least it didn't. I don't know. Maybe things are identifying as roads that I don't know about anymore.
I just wonder if the melanin content for either participant had been different, would there have been a different outcome?
There would have been no trial for some of those combinations.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
It's New York. And see, this is one thing that I brought up to the people that I was stuck underground with over the last week. There's a movie. It's bad. It's called Don't Look Deeper. And it is about what happens when people can't tell who's a person anymore. So there's a person that thinks that they're a person, but it turns out that they're a machine.
Oh.
And when the, like, there, it's teenage angst because it's a girl and she grows and the machine grows, and they don't explain a lot of things. But there's one phrase that encapsulates the whole movie and gets to the point of, people aren't thinking this through. The person who wants to make money because he's a businessman, to the person that made the very realistic robot, says, hey, we can't decide on words, we can no longer decide on genders, and we are more divided than we've ever been. If we can't determine what's human, then that's a fight that we as a people aren't going to be able to survive.
And ain't that the truth?
But the other person said, but you know, this is cutting edge and all the possible buzzwords she could use. And he said, this is a bad idea. I'm on the record saying that this is a bad idea. And then, you know, then the movie.
They were proved right.
The whole thing is still people like I have seen, you know, Congresswoman Nancy Mace getting flamed and attacked and all that kind of stuff just because of statements that she has made that she does not want to be harassed or feel weird inside a bathroom that is meant for people that have a certain
set of plumbing.
Yeah,
grab parts.
It's and again. So this time, when I was at the airport, because last time there was what looked to be a female going inside the men's room as I was leaving the men's room. This time, when I went to the men's room, there was someone who it sounded like they had gas station shrimp because they were hugging the poor porcelain, and it was.
Oh.
It was loud enough.
The space forward.
Yeah. So I looked, because I couldn't tell. I knew which direction it was coming from.
Giving homage to their friend Ralph.
And when I saw shoes pointing the wrong direction, I said, this experience has just been ruined. And, but Foyle boy,
welcome to the Denver airport.
It was bad enough. I was like, man, I don't know that I want to eat something now. And I said, but
wow, that's saying something for you.
In my head, I was like, but this will pass. So just need to wait it out a little bit. But yeah, I felt bad for that person, whoever they were. I don't know if they were biologically male or female because those things don't seem to matter anymore.
And being violently ill at the airport or on a plane, I can tell you from the firsthand experience, is not fun.
Me too.
Yeah.
But yes, there was no language being spoken. So
certainly.
Yeah, that is true.
Now, if you had recorded it and played it backwards.
I did not do. There's a lot of stuff I did not do.
Hey, hey, Chief, will you help me with a little quiz I wanted to do today?
Sure.
How many Christmas trees you got in your house?
One.
I have one as well. Crutch?
I have six, sir.
Do you have a problem?
How many do you have outdoors?
None.
Chief?
Outside?
Yeah.
Correct, none.
I have four.
That's a total of 10, buddy.
Uh-huh.
I think one of our hosts has a problem. Who do you think it might be?
I think it's you guys. You don't have any trees. What are wrong with you?
We don't have any Christmas spirit.
That's right. Get your spirit on. Put lots of electricity out and just, you know, eat up those kilowatts.
Right now, the electric meter outside your house is spinning like a gyro.
It has reached audible. It's actually playing Christmas music.
That would be impressive.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm here all week. Try the salmon.
So there's another experience that in the lightheartedness of Christmas, there's a dad joke calendar. And the person was asking me, why am I reading so many? I said, because there are people back home that will enjoy this. Yeah. So the first one memorized was, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're tall or short, whether you're fat or skinny, at the end of the day, it's night. And then here's another one. The parent says, son, go clean your room. And the son says, can we change the topic or change the subject? He goes, sure. The room you're occupying needs cleaning, son. It was,
oh, English jokes. Oof.
Yeah. It was just tons and tons of those. And
those are awesome.
Yeah.
Gunchad would hang up on both of those.
You know, my brain was telling me that it was refusing to keep going because some of them were Halloween related, like, you know, when the ghost came home and introduced their significant other, I said, here's my boo. I was like, that's pretty bad. Even
that's pretty awful. Yep.
It is pretty bad joke ones. And then,
well, I mean, you know, we're so far into the year, I'm actually afraid for the calendar because its days are numbered.
Yes. There was a lot of the,
oh.
And there was one about, oh man, I can't remember. But it was a math joke related one. And I'm sorry, I have failed. I tried to put it in my head, and my head said, we're not doing this. We don't care who you think you are.
Well,
hey, you remember about the cheesecake?
Yeah.
Yes, and that, I mean, Those, but see, that's the stomach always wins when it comes to those things, as you should know.
I agree. And I've always found that to be true. Yeah.
So that's that encapsulates how things went over there. There was, you know, there was crying due to all the dad jokes. There was other things that were being mentioned. There's apparently a game called Flesh and Blood that is being played at this moment. There's a tournament going on. And
on dad jokes?
No, it is called Flesh and Blood. It is some kind of card game. And he mentioned it, and we started talking about card games that turned into anime, that turned into anime card games, that turned into things. And then someone just yells out, "Nerd!" That's when we stopped talking.
I'm finishing up. I'm actually on the last book in a book series that the premise is you have Army Rangers who were supposed to use this technology to go forward in time something like 90 days because there is a plague running through the world that is mutating both organic and inorganic. It's like it's dissolving all technology. And it's mutating humans into other things. And they figured out that basically all the tech will be gone in like half a year. And they were supposed to be, you know, shot beyond the plague supposedly was going to die out once it had nothing left to do, right? And they wanted to get out there beyond it, and then they would be able to rebuild society. And unfortunately, like all good technology, they missed the mark. And instead of being shot ahead like a year or whatever it was, they're 10,000 years in the future.
Oops.
And what they find themselves in is literally a real live D&D. You know, everything. Orcs, lich kings, you know, phantoms, vampires, the whole nine yards. It's been an interesting run, but I keep thinking to myself, I'm reading. The guy who wrote the book is very much in touch with Rangers, the Army Rangers, and he's got a lot of their vernacular, and he's probably has a lot of, you know, support from actual Rangers in the writing of this. On the one hand, on the other hand, it's like complete D&D nerd, you know, nerdvana. It's an interesting series of books, but I keep thinking to myself, am I really cool because I'm reading this book about Rangers, or am I really nerdy because I'm reading this book about D&D? I haven't quite figured it out yet, but it's the last book in this series, so I'm hoping it'll end well.
So what nationality is the writer?
Oh, Lord. Osbach? I don't know, German?
Okay.
That sounds German. Osbach.
Because that is a Japanese genre called isekai. And I thought that's where you
It's called going. The Forgotten Ruin series.
Yes.
By Jason Anspach. Anspach. I will include a link as well and hope you all enjoyed. There's 18 books in the series. So.
That's a Belgian surname. But
Anspach? Okay.
Yeah, but either way, so because basically you take a person or people and you advance them into something else. So normally in the isekai genre, a person has either died and they wake up in a D&D-esque realm, or they are playing a game and they can't get out and it becomes their real life. But that is how that genre works. And
it's like fish out of water kind of thing, right? I've seen books where they take medieval characters and time travel them to modern day. There was one author who had basically done a series where somehow a chunk of West Virginia, modern day West Virginia, was transported to Bavaria during the wars back in the 1600s, and you know, modern jeeps and rifles versus, you know, guys in horses and armor. with the idea that, you know, eventually the bolts run out and such. But that was, yeah, weird stuff like that. Time travel's always fun.
It is.
Not in West Virginia. They know how to build their own or how to load their own.
Well, yeah, and it was a coal mine, so they got the coal. So I guess, you know, if you got the other stuff, you can make your own gunpowder.
Yeah, that's
what it was. Resourcefulness.
Saltpeter was the big thing that they needed back then.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there was actually a show, a British show, about, man, who was that? Dan Hardy was the main character. It only lasted one season.
Mm.
But it was the West Indies Trading Company in England.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, of course, fighting with the U.S. And the U.S. had a...
British East India Company.
And basically, it was who could manufacture the most saltpeter, because manure and the other items were easy to get a hold of.
Mm-hmm.
And this person, he just wanted to mess with certain folks. And he told the Americans that he would get them the shipment that they would need, but they needed to give him amnesty because, of course, the UK government and the trading company were all after him because of things that he may or may not have done while he was in the country.
He needs a pardon.
I mean, Biden was around. Because it was way back when. But still, it was an interesting thing, and I wonder why, because it had good ratings, it had good view, you know, numbers, and, you know, kind of like Firefly and other well-running TV shows, they're just like, yeah, we're gonna pass on this.
Yeah. There's so much good material out there. I mean, I tend to read a particular genre, but there's so much good stuff out there that they just stop making the same movies over and over again, replacing all the cast with
that'd be nice
stuff. Just something original would be interesting to watch, you know. But we can dream. Anyway, we're going to have to dream a little more next week because our time to dream this week is closing up. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for joining us. It has been a distinct pleasure. I am so happy that we're all back and able to kibitz for an hour or so. And please make sure you're here next week. I believe we have a perfectly good show. It's only going to be, we'll be able to get a show in, I think. I think that'd be a good idea.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. But before that, please, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Crutch Exclamation Point Christmas Decoration Design. Ready to turn your home into a Christmas extravaganza? Crutch has 10 trees to prove to you he is the best. Winner of the 2024 Clark Griswold Exterior Illumination Award, well known to the power company for having to alert them when his displays energize, keep your neighbors awake all night with a display from Crutch Exclamation Point.
I'm Crutch, and I'm energized.
And Goons All-Purpose Men in Black Service Company. Got a problem? Pesky neighbors? Intolerable ex? Troublesome boss? Goons sends the MIB specialist for a visit to probe the problem and offer permanent solutions or your money back. It will be as though the troubles can't even remember they were visited. And Overlord Robots. Our fleet of electronic protectors can fix every aspect of your life. You only need to submit your good check. Trust us, it won't go well if you give them a bad check. And unlike MIB, you will remember they were there. Coming soon to a planet near yours, Robot Overlords. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.